Look around at the cities, nations, and civilizations that define our modern world. Have you ever wondered why they exist where they do? Why Britain became a naval power rather than a land empire? Why certain regions became cradles of civilization while others remained sparsely populated? The answers lie not in human choices alone, but in the geological forces that shaped our planet long before we existed. Earth's biography became our history, from the tectonic forces that created the landscape of human evolution to the wind patterns that determined which European nations would dominate global exploration. We are products of our planet, our bodies made from its elements, our civilizations shaped by its contours, and our future bound to its systems. We are all apes, sharing common ancestry with chimpanzees. Our evolution was driven by East African tectonics and climate. About 30 million years ago, a hot mantle plume forced northeastern Africa upward, splitting it into the East African Rift, creating a valley with mountainous ridges that blocked rainfall and transformed uniform tropical forest into a diverse mosaic of woods, grasslands, and lakes. The Rift Valley lakes fluctuated dramatically with climate shifts, expanding during wet phases and shrinking during dry periods. These environmental fluctuations favored adaptive hominins with larger brains. Three major periods of climatic variability, 2.7 to 2.5, 1.9 to 1.7, and 1.1 to 0.9 million years ago, directly correspond with the emergence of new hominin species with increased brain size. We currently inhabit a geological age defined by ice. Despite recent warming, we're living within the Quaternary period's glaciation pattern that began 2.6 million years ago. Our current Holocene epoch is merely a 15,000-year warm interlude in an otherwise 80,000-year freeze cycle. These ice ages are driven by Milankovitch cycles and triggered when cool summers fail to melt accumulated snow. Ice ages dramatically reshaped Earth's landscapes. Norway's fjords, Scotland's lochs, and the Great Lakes were carved by glaciers. Half a million years ago, Britain was connected to France until the glacial lake overflow created the English Channel, a geological accident that provided Britain with a protective moat, enabling its development as a naval power. As the last ice age ended 20,000-15,000 years ago, warming cycles transformed landscapes, allowing Natufians to establish the first sedentary society in the Levant amid abundant wildlife. Though humans became behaviorally modern between 100,000-50,000 years ago, agriculture emerged only 11,000 years ago during the Holocene's unprecedented climate stability. This Neolithic revolution occurred almost simultaneously worldwide. Wheat and barley domesticated in southern Turkey, while millet and rice cultivation began in China's Yellow and Yangtze rivers. Agriculture transformed society despite requiring more labor. Settled communities reproduced faster as women could wean babies earlier on milled grain. Cultivated land yielded 10 times more food than hunting or foraging, though populations became dependent on cultivation. Eurasia's natural advantages shaped human history significantly. It contained most of the world's nutritious wild grasses and large mammals, including the five most important domesticated animals. Its east-west orientation allowed crops to spread across similar latitudes, giving Eurasian civilizations a decisive head start. Our planet should rightfully be called ocean, as water covers nearly three-quarters of its surface. The world's oceans have connected civilizations through maritime trade networks throughout history. The Mediterranean Sea formed when Africa pushed into Europe 5.5 to 6 million years ago, temporarily drying out until tectonic activity reopened the basin through the Strait of Gibraltar. This process created the smooth southern Mediterranean coastline and the intricate northern shore with its islands and natural harbors, a geological advantage that empowered northern seafaring cultures. Maritime choke points have determined historical outcomes across time. During the Peloponnesian War, Sparta defeated Athens by controlling the Hellespont Strait, cutting off vital grain imports. Today, these same choke points remain critical for global oil transport, with the Strait of Hormuz carrying 1/5 of the world's oil. Even modern political patterns reflect ancient geology. The 2016 presidential election map shows Democrat voting counties in southeastern states following 75 million-year-old rock formations that created soils ideal for cotton cultivation and the slave economy that followed. The age of exploration emerged from the Iberian Peninsula after Portugal and Spain's Reconquista. Four Atlantic archipelagos became crucial stepping stones for longer voyages. Portuguese sailors discovered the Volta do Mar technique, sailing westward to catch favorable winds back to Europe. This wind knowledge enabled Diaz to sail around Africa, 1487, and Columbus to reach the Americas, 1492. These global wind patterns originate from atmospheric circulation. At the equator, warm air rises, splits north and south at high altitude, and descends at 30 latitude. The Coriolis effect creates the reliable trade winds sailors depended on. After Da Gama established the sea route to India, 1497, Portugal mastered monsoon rhythms and dominated Indian Ocean trade. This maritime expansion transformed Europe from the western terminus of Asian trade routes to a direct connection with worldwide resources, launching globalization. For most of humanity's 10,000-year settled history, we relied primarily on muscle power, with minimal help from water and wind. The Industrial Revolution transformed this paradigm, powered by coal deposits formed 360-300 million years ago during the Carboniferous period when trees developed lignin that couldn't decompose. As sea levels fluctuated, fallen trees were buried, creating massive coal deposits. Britain's Industrial Revolution thrived on geological fortune, abundant, accessible Carboniferous coal. By the 1840s, Britain's coal fields provided energy equivalent to burning a third of the country's land area in woodland yearly. These ancient coal fields still shape political landscapes, with Labour Party support strongly correlating with coal field regions. Oil formed from marine plankton remains in the Tethys Ocean between 155 and 100 million years ago. The Cretaceous period's warm climate created shallow seas ideal for plankton growth that eventually became our major oil deposits. While fossil fuels built our industrial civilization, they've triggered a climate crisis. The solution requires decarbonizing our economy through modernized ancient practices. Solar panels, hydroelectric dams, and wind turbines that harness renewable energy. The human world now glows visibly from space, a galaxy of artificial stars marking our global civilization. This satellite view reveals how Earth shaped human settlement patterns, with populations concentrated in fertile plains and river valleys, while mountains, deserts, and forests remain sparsely inhabited. This image captures our journey from the East African Rift, where environmental fluctuation shaped our intelligence, through the cooling trend that created our cereal crops, to our current interglacial period enabling civilization. We've altered Earth profoundly, converting a third of land to agriculture, moving more material than all rivers combined, and releasing more carbon dioxide than volcanoes. Yet Earth set our stage first. Understanding how planetary forces shaped our past provides insight for creating a sustainable future that works with Earth systems rather than against them. Our civilization's next chapter depends on remembering that we are not just on this planet, we are of it.